Okay, let me just officially welcome everyone to Momentum Mastery Monthly. It is May 3rd, and today is our actually first ever open coaching forum, so really excited about that. So let's get started. I was just talking a little bit beforehand with Stephanie here. You up for a little coaching?
Sure am.
Awesome, awesome. I was talking a little bit with Stephanie beforehand, so she's going to be our first in the hot seat. So, Stephanie, welcome. I've got you here on the line with me. And what might you like some coaching around today?
Okay, Mary. So, I recently had, actually over the past 2 or 3 days, I made a decision to change the name of the business that I'm doing. The business content itself is pretty much will remain the same, but it was brought to my attention that the name really wasn't representative of what I was doing.
Yep.
And so, you know, it was suggested that maybe if I change the name to something a little bit more reflective, that that would be more beneficial for me. And I totally can intellectually connect with that, and I think that it's good advice, and I think it's a wise decision to make, and so I've done it. But emotionally, I feel like I'm in mourning. Like, over the past 7 months, I've worked with this name. There was a personal connection for me with that name, and
and share with us what's the new name and what was the old name?
The new name is Postpartum Neonatal Coaching, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the old name was All Well's Life Coaching. And
All Is Well Life Coaching?
Yeah, All Is Well Life Coaching, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
So the question is there sort of a sadness and letting go of that name, and I'm wondering first off if you need to let go of that name 100%.
I don't know. I didn't think about it that way. I pretty much felt like yes, I'm letting go of it 100%. In embracing the new one, I've been operating under the pretense of letting go of it 100%.
Okay. And you may check in and see, and that may be what's optimal for your business, but sometimes the name that's out in front for marketing purposes is one name, and sometimes, you know, this may be the LLC name for your business.
The All Well.
Yeah, maybe All Is Well Coaching is the kind of the business name, and yeah, people write checks to that. You set up merchant accounts on that. It's sort of the shell of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But how you present what you do is postpartum neonatal coaching, and you brand really more around that as sort of the leader.
Mm.
So I don't know. What?
I hadn't thought about it that way. I mean, that feels kind of nice, too.
Yeah?
I mean, what in my processing of it, what I felt, what I was feeling was like, like as if the first one wasn't perfect enough. I was feeling like, I guess, a little rejection, like, oh, that one wasn't perfect enough, and I put so much time and energy and effort into it. And then at the end, it's like, okay, that wasn't working out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, okay, so, well, and let's check in. How do you feel about the new name now?
The new name, I feel, like I said, intellectually, I think that it's right on target. And the point, after I did an expo this past weekend, and after doing that, you know, I think it's right on target, because I did spend most of my time explaining what I did, because, you know, other booths you go, you know what it is and what they're doing, whether they're, you know, selling, you know, scarves, clothing, whatever. It was very clear what the products were, what the services were. And I spent most of my time explaining because my name didn't really say what it was.
Right.
But in reality, I'm not doing life coaching. I'm doing life coaching, but to a specific group. It's not just to any and everyone.
Yep, right. It's very specific to people with postpartum and even more specific that are kind of early births.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. So, well, so let's look into, so there's a lot of different ways we can go with this. And I'm hearing one way that you're framing this transition is, well, you know, as sort of a failure, as sort of a way of beating yourself up for, mm-hmm. boy, not having it just nailed the first time.
Mm-hmm. Just to add to that, I think part of that also comes from, like, when, after I made the decision to embrace changing the name, I actually called my sister and communicated to her, and, you know, her response was, oh, but you put so much money into it, and, you know, so it's like I'm also feeding into other people's perceptions of,
keep it.
Yeah, and I feel good about this, the new avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, emotionally, I'm not 100% there like how I was with my first one.
Yep.
And I guess there's part of me that wants, you know, other people to support me on it also, which I have some people who are, but just the fact that, you know, I usually bounce things and ideas off of her, and her response was, you know, oh, you wasted all this money doing all this other stuff, and now you have to do it all over again. That kind of dampened and rained on my parade.
Yeah, and let's look at what the reality of that situation is. If we look at what you have done and invested in this name, All Is Well Life Coaching, like, what things can you use as part of that branding, and what's the reality of what things need to be done?
The reality is I can use, other than the lettering, I can use the logo, and I've already, you know, done some prints with the new name and using the same logo.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the concepts and the materials, I've tweaked it a little bit, but otherwise it's pretty much the same
Okay. Information.
And the reality is that even while I was at the expo and looking at other people's boots and other people's marketing materials, it gave me ideas as to how I can even further refine what I had already produced. So I was planning to do some tweaking anyway. So I don't feel like, you know, other than, okay, I have to get new business cards with the new name on it. And I was revamping my website anyway because I got the new logo. So, you know, getting a new domain name, starting fresh with the website. Other than that, everything, the material, the content,
is pretty much the same.
So, it's all the same.
And so business cards are going to be, and again, you know, one of my favorite questions to ask is, what's the reality of the situation, just so we can kind of come back to take inventory of what's real versus, you know, how bad is it, how good is it. So what business cards, in your neck of the woods, I think I can get mine done for probably under $100.
Yeah, Vistaprint's real cheap, and, you know, they get them out to me very quickly. So for me, the cost isn't a big deal for me. I just feel like, I guess I need to not necessarily have expectations that other people will have the same excitement that I have,
mm-hmm.
for it, or mm-hmm. see it from my same perspective.
Okay, so if we check in with the question of what are you resisting here, so part of where I'm seeing the resistance is with other people's feedback, you know, should you stay, should you go?
Mm-hmm.
What else are you resisting?
Resisting it not being perfect.
Resisting it not being perfect.
Yes, that's showing up for me. And overall, my personality, I resist change, so this is a change.
Okay.
The thing that I find that has been interesting for me this time around is that even though I feel this way, and there's a part of me that's like, oh, just go under the covers and just wallow for a little while, I've been in action.
Yeah.
So that for me has been really good. I was, you know, I worked on developing the new business card design and some postcard designs and things like that. And in doing that, I was able to connect and say, you know what, this is the name that I should be using because it communicates clearly, and then my print marketing can speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that has allowed me to ease into it a little bit more. But
good, beautiful. So anything else that you see that you're resisting? So others' responses, it not being perfect, kind of resisting change, resisting, you said earlier, just letting go of it 100%.
I guess some disappointment that it didn't work the first time around.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Anything else you notice?
You know what I notice more on the business end of it is that and especially attached to that All's Well's name, is that was about me.
Mm.
And it wasn't really about my target market or my prospects or clients.
Mm.
It was really, and the name is really about me.
Mm-hmm.
And having gone through what I've gone through, and okay, now my life is good now.
Yeah.
It's really, really about me. And as I worked on some things today, I was really able to, and no, I know, you know, I've heard it on different, you know, guest calls and different calls I've had in Ultimate Impact about it really being about the client and marketing to the client and the client's benefits and perspectives.
Yep.
I don't think I totally grasped that concept until now.
Uh-huh. And, you know, really, I just have to really acknowledge you for recognizing that All Is Well Life Coaching was more about you versus your client, and how your new name, you know, is so directly in service of the deep work that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. So let's look. What will it cost you if you continue resisting?
What will it cost if I continue to resist?
If you continue resisting it not being perfect, if you continue resisting change, letting go, the disappointment.
At some point, I think it will get to a point where I won't be in action anymore.
Okay.
And I just want to give up.
Yep.
If I continue to resist it.
Beautiful. Anything else?
No, I think that would be the whole, I'll put it on the shelf, I think. That would be everything.
Okay.
That's not really what I want to do.
Yep. Gotcha. So, next question is, what can you appreciate about the situation? Exactly as it is. Exactly the way it unfolded.
You know, when I look, just to give you some more background, the Saturday when I went to the expo, my energy was high and I was excited about it. And the Sunday morning, I really had to talk myself into going, because my energy was not the same. And I had, like I said, the experience of, you know, just spending most of my day explaining myself. And my energy was not at all there on Sunday. And as the situation unfolded, I can appreciate that I was where I was supposed to be to receive the information that I was to receive, to make the change.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel can now kind of put me to where I want to go.
Exactly. Exactly. So good. Right timing. So that even the energy dropped, and really to acknowledge you here for really listening to that, and instead of just allowing that to cause you into more inaction, it actually got you creatively thinking and somehow coming up with this new name, postpartum mm-hmm. neonatal coaching. Very, very much right on, spot on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else you can appreciate about the situation exactly as it is?
The fact that I can still take action, even though emotionally I may not feel 100% connected to it right now.
Yep.
I have enough connection that I can move forward. I don't feel like I'm faking it. I still feel like I'm authentic. And also just being able to acknowledge that this is going on for me, and just be with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Anything else you can appreciate about the situation? And, of course, for our listeners here, I'm walking Stephanie through the Inner Peace Reality Check process, which is 6 questions. It can be useful in just about any situation. Anything else that you can appreciate about the situation exactly as it is?
I'm not judging it completely.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, but I'm not feeling like, oh, it was a bad or... I feel like the information that came to me was a good and it was insightful and it benefits me, but I'm not feeling like... I'm not judging myself in the process in terms of saying, oh, well, you know, I was so stupid, I didn't realize or anything like that. I'm not beating myself up.
Good. Very good. Nice. So given where you are and given there's still a little grieving and getting fully connected to this new, grieving the old name and getting connected to the new name, what are your options to move forward?
So my options are to allow myself the time to readjust and realign.
Mm-hmm.
Another option would be to just continue as I am in taking action with the new name and really, really taking action, trying it out, ordering the new business cards, and jumping fully into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. So good. So giving yourself time to adjust and realign, continuing to take action and just really jump in full board, maybe even with the intention of ultimately being fully connected to this new name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I mean, another option is always to say, forget about it, but I'm not there at all.
Okay. But always so good to name that as an option. Yep.
It's there, but I'm not entertaining that.
Okay.
So I think it's some combination of, I think another option which I'm leaning towards is giving myself a time frame to say, okay, you know what, you do need to process, let it go. So give my, you know, because this transition happened, the last 2 days? So to really say, okay, give yourself this week, feel into it, don't resist it. But then after that, move on, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it just be something that's continually kind of sitting there. Just kind of let it go, embrace the change, get myself excited about the change, and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And I love that you pointed to this option of really feeling into it, really feeling into even the grief and like, okay, it's, you know, just as we would mourn the loss of anything and the transition of anything, to just allow yourself to fully get into that without judgment and feel a little bit of that disappointment, not making it wrong, just acknowledging it as what is. Love that. And I know before we jumped into this process, one of the things I threw out was another way to use the name. Do you consider that an option to find some other use for All Is Well Life Coaching?
Yes, I think I can.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think I can.
Okay. So.
Even if not right now, it's something that I can kind of have there. I really connect to that on a very personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may be something that as I think what I like about that piece is knowing that it's not something I totally have to throw away.
Right.
So just even knowing that it's there makes me feel lighter already.
Awesome. Well, and by the way, I'm a domain name addict, maybe? I collect domain names, and guess, you know, we can't have websites for all of them, so I just point whatever domain names to the main one. So All Is Well Life Coaching could just be a pointer to postpartum neonatal coaching.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just one other link to your main site. So good, so lots of options here. And so the final question is, what will you consciously choose? And I see also we've got a few, quite a few people that have joined the call in mid-coaching, so there will be more coaching opportunities here on the line. So what will you consciously choose out of all of this?
Out of all of this, I will choose to, today is Tuesday, I will choose to give myself to Thursday to be with how I'm feeling, which is already feeling lighter.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And I like the fact that I don't have to give it away. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to choose a combination. I'm going to give myself till Thursday, Friday to be with the morning process, knowing that I can still have it there and take action, continue to take action with the postpartum neonatal coaching.
Nice.
And as I release some of the mourning process, I'll use that energy then to inspire myself even further.
Love it. Love it. Boy, that feels really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think like rechanneling that energy.
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. Love that.
Mm-hmm, so do I.
Anyone else up for some coaching to think about? And really, this can be on anything. It can be, I kind of put out a couple questions in the little reminder emails that went out for Momentum Mastery Monthly to think, you know, what do you want more of in your life? Or what do you want less of in your life? Hey, what's not working as well as you would like? Hey, Louise.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good.
Fabulous. So, how might I offer you some coaching support today?
Well, I was going to ask you something that I think maybe you weren't, when I hear you talk about the questions that you had put in the thing, that perhaps it isn't relevant to what we should be talking about today. I was going to ask you and whether you think I should change my moniker, the Key Security Coach, but I'm happy to look at another area if that would work better.
You know what? Anything goes. Don't feel like you have to fit your coaching question into a model. So.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that just happened to be the direction that the coaching went.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I've been recommended. One of the mentors that I have has said to me, you know, that my focus is different from the moniker that I go by, which is the Keys to Clarity Coach. And the focus that I have that's really coming through in everything that I'm doing is really about gaining visibility in one's business to attract the ideal clients that we want to work with and to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really all about what we can do to put ourselves out there to get that credibility, to share our expertise, and yeah, just, you know, everything that goes with,
so more about getting
visible.
So getting visible, and you're more focusing on business owners, coaches, solo professionals, getting more visible?
My focus is with healing and transformation professionals. So that includes coaches, holistic practitioners, anyone in healing and transformation.
Okay, beautiful. And have you brainstormed some names yet about what might be?
No, you know, the thing is, I think my question, first of all, is, you know, because I feel attached. And I think the previous lady on the call, I didn't catch her name.
Stephanie, yep.
Had an emotional attachment to a certain part of her business. you know, and whether that was moving forward in her future and where she was taking her business, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, I feel like, you know, is there an emotional attachment that's keeping me from changing it? Or, you know, does it sound like it's realistic, you know, to change it based on what it is and where I'm going?
Right, right. So this is such a good, actually a really juicy coaching topic. Because, right, it really is. Because there's a lot of people in Momentum Mastery Monthly that are entrepreneurs and business owners. And as we grow and evolve our businesses, sometimes what we originally set out in doesn't ultimately end up being as descriptive of what we're doing now. I mean, you know, and I actually am probably one of those, you know, great, you know, I put lifecoachmary.com was sort of the placeholder 12 years ago, you know. And, you know, there's probably a good case that there could be a different name for Life Coach Mary. But fortunately, I'm not in the hot seat.
I feel, Mary, like you got in at a very early stage where you created that that standing in the coaching community. So it's almost like, you know, you were in that first tranche of coaches who established themselves. You know, for example, like Marsha Weider being America's Dream Coach and you being, you know, the Inner Peace Coach, and having a website like that was perfect, and it will still continue to be perfect for you because you've established yourself in that way.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yes.
Well, and so let's look at it, you know, as objectively as we can, knowing that there's sort of a natural inclination to be emotionally attached to, you know, to pieces of our business, and to, you know, we can also look at a variety of people in the industry who have shifted their brands over the years and changed formats of newsletters and branding banners. I mean, typically that's most healing and transformational leaders are going to probably change their look, you know, at least a few times every, you know, 4 or 5 years, maybe more, maybe less, depending on. But let's just check in with you as you check in into your heart space with Keys to Clarity Coach, because I think you also have done some branding. You know, I know you as Keys to Clarity also.
Yeah.
How does that fit? How does that fit getting visibility?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think that I see a link there. I see that, you know, when you're visible and when people see you and you're clear on who you're serving and, you know, able to attract them, that is clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of that umbrella of clarity. But, you know, I don't know if it's really, you know, if I should be making that my umbrella or whether visibility should be my umbrella. So it's a tough one to, I feel kind of sad just even the idea of letting that go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like that's my identity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I totally get it. So yeah. So how about for a minute, let's just do something even different here. Is just allow yourself to step into, for a minute, we're just going to play around with some scenarios.
Yeah.
And let's just imagine for a minute that you decide, you know, you're going to full on, visibility is your thing, and you're going to become known as, do you have a name around visibility coach, or could it even be the visibility coach?
Well, it's a tough one because there's someone out there who has a similar focus, and I've just got to be careful about what I call myself, I think. If visibility could be in there somewhere, it would be kind of nice, but it would have to be, I'd have to be considerate in what I'm using, I think.
Okay. And we definitely don't want to infringe on any kind of trademarks and so forth, and we, you know, we might also look that there's a lot of, you know, Life Coach Mary, there's Life Coach Susan, there's a lot of people that have used Life Coach whatever.
And visibility.
Visibility is kind of a big word. it's not a trademarkable word, actually.
No, exactly.
Just so we get back into reality here. But let's just imagine.
That's very important, I think, to remember that.
Yeah.
You know, I think the issue for me is that I've been challenged on this already by this person. And so I'm feeling very trepidatious around this.
Ah, okay. So I think we see where the real resistance is. Is maybe less about owning visibility and more about, so name the resistance in terms of, is it about stepping on this person's toes?
I really love the word visibility. I'm in the throes right now of dealing with this person who is challenging me on the words that I'm using in my copy. I don't really want to go into it in too much detail, but, you know, it's making me feel very uncomfortable. And I think even though I feel very comfortable in where I stand and that I'm in complete integrity with what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
So I love the word visibility. I want to use it. You know, it's at the top of my mind all the time. So I don't have I don't have any resistance, I don't think, to using that, except for I think there's fear there.
Yeah. And what's the fear of, if you were to full on find the perfect business name that included visibility in some way, what's the fear? Worst case scenario.
That I could be publicly lambasted by this person, and that, you know, I could be taken to court.
Okay.
And that's probably, you know, former part that I've just said, you know, is actually already starting. She just hasn't named me.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I have a hard time not even coming back, or a hard time avoiding my 6 questions of the Inner Peace Reality Check. So I'm going to come back to...
Don't avoid them.
It's come back to the what's the reality of the situation in terms of trademarks, in terms of what's legal. Because there are some real things. In fact, one of my mastermind partners is financialmentor.com, and he's got a trademark on Financial Mentor. And so funny, because one of my other colleagues, who's actually now in our mastermind, a couple years ago, actually started touting herself as Financial Mentor. And one of the things you have to do when you have a trademark is kind of monitor who's using your name so that you can say, hey, you know, I own the trademark on that, and,
right,
you know, you need to find another domain name and another thing to call you.
Right. There's no issue around trademark. It's specific words that she's picking out that, you know, I don't think anyone can have ownership on. So, you know, from that standpoint, I don't think there is an issue. I think if we did come up with a possible name, I'd just have to look that up and see. But the words visibility and spotlight and, you know, anything around that area, you know, I know that is being used by a number of different marketing experts, you know, around the world. So
yep.
It's not something that I'm just happen to be using it fairly frequently in my copy. And I think the challenge as well is that I'm serving the same community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the reality is that I don't think that I'm infringing anything as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Okay, good. And how might you, let's look at a different question here, which is, how do you see yourself being distinctly different from this person that you're wanting to be respectful of in terms of, how do you see yourself being different?
How I see us being different is that we're not doing things exactly the same way. You know, some of our things are very similar, but we're not doing things exactly the same way. And I think that our personalities are very different as well. I think we're uniquely different. We bring a uniquely different perspective to what we're doing. So I think that's really, you know, where we differ. And she focuses more on social media, whereas I'm more general, I think. You know, I use the word visibility in terms of, you know, whatever visibility strategy you know, would be a fit for your business. So whether that's, you know, an online or an offline strategy, it doesn't really matter. It's really about how you get out there.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, so great. So really, you've got a variety of different visibility strategies, social media being one, and what are a few other of your favorite visibility strategies, just to name them?
Well, I have two specific social media strategies one social media strategy I use, which is Facebook, as you know, and then online radio is another, and I would call that an online strategy, perhaps not a social media strategy.
Right. Yep.
And then speaking strategies, you know, networking, newsletter, list building, you know, all of those pieces, you know, I would cover under that and clarifying your niche, you know, I would have that all under that umbrella of visibility.
Awesome. Okay. So, by the way, this could ultimately give you some clues about how you want to brand around visibility. I'm seeing something here around like complete visibility or total visibility, and really building however you use visibility to encompass what your whole system is, which is,
yeah.
So just a little food for thought there.
Yeah, great. Thank you. That puts it in a little bit of a different perspective as well.
Right, just so that we can be really clear that aside from you and your personality, which of course is going to be different than anyone, but also is the approach, and there's probably you know, dozens of approaches for creating visibility. Some people do it through video. Some do it really through, hey, let's work mainstream media, print, you know, radio, television.
Yeah.
So you can really be the, great, there's all these avenues, and that's what makes you unique is you're giving people multiple paths.
Yeah.
So let's just check in. We're gonna run you through the inner peace reality check real quick too.
Okay.
So at this point, what are you resisting? What are you resisting about jumping into visibility?
I think the resistance is, again, it's fear.
And fear of her making a public issue out of this.
I think it probably goes back to when I was a lot younger, and it's just kind of revived this feeling, which is about not having a voice, and it's that not being able to handle the situation for whatever reason. You know, it's just this feeling of inadequacy somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it boils down to something a lot deeper.
Yeah.
Really.
And really beautiful for you to recognize that here. So there's a little bit of, in this fear, a resisting a future that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
But also what I'm really hearing as you point to inadequacy and as you point to, you know, well, boy, I might not be able to handle the situation or might not have a voice, sort of points to a resistance of your own strength, of your own gifts.
Right. Yeah.
It's like really resisting big pieces of who you are.
Yeah. It's interesting, Mary, because I have a duality going on. It's like this duality of tapping into, you know, feeling very strong and at ease with the knowing that I am fully in integrity. But there's this call coming up that I have to, where there's a sense of what might feel like confrontation, and I think that's where the fear is around all of this, you know.
Okay. So is there a call actually scheduled where you're planning to discuss this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So there's sort of a resistance of...
So it's come up much more strongly for me in the last couple of days. I felt very comfortable, you know, very strong in myself and very in integrity, and now it's like, you know, there's this other piece of me, like, bubbling up now. It's like, oh, now what, you know?
Yeah.
But So I think, you know, there's a lot of fear that's coming at us around all of this.
Mm-hmm. And it's sounding like the majority of this, oh, there's some about, you know, some kind of situation in the future. It really is, the core is about kind of resisting your own strengths and gifts and, and abilities.
Yeah.
So what if you continue resisting? What will it cost you? What if you can, and I'm going to be real specific, what if you continue resisting your strengths, gifts, talents, and who you are?
I'm not going to show up fully.
Okay, and what will that cost you?
I'm not going to be of service to the people I want to serve. I'm not going to be successful in my business. I'm not going to show up as a leader as I would like to be seen.
Yeah. Great. So not showing up, being in service, not being the leader, not being seen in the way that you could be in your greatest power.
Mm-hmm.
And
not being successful in my business.
So that could impact things financially.
Yep.
And then how will that have you feeling about yourself?
Exactly.
That will feel icky. We don't like that.
No, we don't like it at all.
But, you know, really just take a moment and as, you know, with this question to really kind of feel into the sadness of not showing up fully and not really being of service and of, you know, of not making the kind of money that you know you can make.
Yeah.
You know, and the cost of
yourself. That I'm a strong human being and a strong adult, you know, that I'm not a weak child any longer who can't defend herself.
Right.
You know, I think there's part of that in there too.
Yes. So what can you appreciate about the situation?
I can appreciate that I have so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm really clear on what it is that I'm offering. And, you know, I appreciate that I might be seen as someone's competition who I admire.
Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Somebody that may have been on a pedestal before is all of a sudden seen as a peer.
Yeah.
And a competitor. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
What else can you appreciate?
I appreciate the strength in myself to deal with this, whatever the outcome.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. So, what are your options?
I think my options are to, I think first of all, do some inner work on clearing out the stuff that's coming up, I think, from my past.
Mm.
And I can do that with some journey processes. So I think I'm going to set up to have a journey process with someone around this and see what happens with that.
Right. Really good.
I think, yeah.
So really, and really, this is just to kind of give context, really like diving in and getting curious about what's really going on in the past, and it sounds like this journey process really allows you to do that.
Definitely.
To dive in and do this inner work, yeah.
And I think there's a lot of, there's a little, well, not a lot, I think I don't feel it quite so much today, I feel it's more fear, but there was a lot of anger bubbling up as well around it, so I want to work through that. And then I just want to open up into fully owning, you know, the direction that I'm taking and to just embrace that and embrace, you know, the word visibility, you know, no matter what anyone else thinks.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, like, really even to feel into that fully, no matter what anyone else thinks.
Yeah. No, it gives me a sense of strength just thinking that way.
Yeah.
Saying that. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so opening up to this idea of fully embracing your strengths, your gifts, your talents, no matter what.
Yeah.
Any other options?
And then playing and having fun with, you know, how I might rebrand myself if I feel that it's called for.
Yeah. And that is certainly, that is so the hit that I'm getting here, that you're on this path to rebrand in a newer, even more powerful way.
Yeah.
And part of the gateway through that is really through owning your strengths in a deeper level and kind of clearing out some of the stuff in the past.
Yeah.
Any other options you see?
I think that's it for now.
Okay. So the final question is, what will you consciously choose?
Well, I consciously choose all three of those. And
that's what I thought.
Yeah. And just really, you know, just about owning my own strengths and, you know, yeah, it's basically all three of those.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to just kind of step into that, and really, as everyone else is listening in, as we will come to find in these open coaching forums, that we are all connected energetically, and as much as this is about Louise in the hot seat, it's really about every one of us here on the call stepping into and fully owning our strengths, our gifts, our talents, to show up fully here. Just Louise is kind of doing the verbal talking for us here all. But love to invite you, Louise, and everyone just to step into, you know, what, fast forward, what life is like as you really own those strengths, as you live into this and allow the clarity to emerge as you're giving your gifts in this way, and to feel how good it does feel to own your power, to honor that intuition. So, Louise, how is it for you as you just imagine relaxing into all of who you are?
I'm getting a sense of it. It's just interesting how the visceral feeling of fear is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get a sense of what that could be like, you know,
yeah,
in my body as well. I can get a sense, just a knowing,
mm-hmm,
of what's possible.
And
that I have it already, actually.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And as I believe it was Robert Masters, my Conversations with the Masters guest from last Thursday, I think he was the one that was saying that fear and excitement are really, really close together, and that when we measure people in those states, I mean, they actually show up in the body in a fairly similar way.
Yeah, I've heard that before too.
So
definitely.
As this fear comes up, you know, my invitation for you is to feel fully into that fear, mm-hmm, invite a wave of excitement,
mm-hmm,
to come into, and just really being with that. Now, you know, it's not about, we're never about wanting to stuff fear, make it wrong, minimize it. But as Susan Jeffers has in her book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Yeah.
Love that book.
I'm good at doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, you are good at it. You've done a lot of very bold things in your business, and you have made yourself very, very visible.
Yeah. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks for being willing to share here in the group.
Thank you so much. I didn't quite expect it to go in the direction it did, but it's all perfect.
Right, exactly. Well,
it's all perfect.
That's
all
kind of
much, and it actually really helped me much more than I ever expected.
You are very welcome. Well, be sure and report back and let us know how things continue to evolve.
Thank you.
Yeah, really nice. And let me just check in, since we do just have a couple minutes. I'm not seeing any hands go up right now. But for those of you that were listening in that would care to share, just, you know, what was the impact in hearing the coaching with Stephanie, and and then with Louise. Kind of interesting that we had kind of a similar theme today around kind of name changes, sort of a nice metaphor. Any thoughts or comments either from you, Louise, Stephanie, any of the other listeners on the line?
Hi, Mary. Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie.
I liked it tremendously. I felt I got a lot of benefit from coaching and also listening to you coach Louise as well.
Beautiful. And so tell me, what are you taking a value from today's call?
What I liked to value from the call was the stepwise approach and having you guide me through it and listening to as you guided Louise through it as well, because when you're in your own mind and even when you're processing, you really don't take the time to really think about what's the question and then what's the answer. Everything, for me, sometimes everything just kind of gets jumbled up.
Right.
You think you're processing it that way, but you're really not.
Right.
So to really have that organized approach was of great value for me.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I came with no agenda. It wasn't like I was planning to use those questions.
Well, it worked perfectly.
Yep. Sometimes that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to jump in? What you're taking a value from today's call?
Just Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of value in a call like this. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time you're doing this in Momentum Mastery, right?
It is.
Yeah. And I think that as you do it more and more, each time you do it, people will get more used to the format and will get they'll find the courage within themselves to perhaps bring up something that they would like to talk about.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Well, we that's certainly our intention of holding that space. And Louise, what are you taking a value from today's call, having just been here in the hot seat?
I'm taking away some clarity and relief.
Clarity and relief. Love it. Love it, love it. And I so want to encourage you to just fully go for what is in your heart. I truly believe this is a big world, and there's so many ways that you can differentiate yourself from, doesn't matter who it is and how big they are and la-di-da-di-da-di. You know, you've got something, and boy, squashing your own gift as a result of somebody else doing something similar.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate that. And you know, I also see that this experience is a gift. It's an opportunity for me to shine more brightly and to access my strengths and to really tap into, you know, knowing who I truly am, you know, what I'm capable of. So I see that it's just being in the throes of it is the challenge. So, but I recognize that as well. And I'm so grateful for these calls, Mary. I know I haven't been on them for a while because I've been traveling a lot, but I just love, you know, having the opportunity to connect with you and the other people in the group. So keep on tracking.
Thank you. Well, and the CD still gets shipped out, and you'll also still find it as this will be as well on CD also. So, fantastic. Well, I certainly appreciate it. Let me just check in if there's anyone else that wanted to chime in as far as comments.
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, there's almost 7 billion people in this world. Is it really realistic to think that anything that we do isn't going to be similar to somebody else?
Exactly. Exactly.
Thanks, Michael.
A nice reminder. And I'm guessing that, you know, for everyone here listening live, listening to this as a recording, can really take the gifts of this message to heart, because there's everybody's doing something similar to what we're doing in some way, shape, or form, and but nobody can do it exactly the way you can do it. So with that, I will look forward to, actually, I just have to say this too. Originally, this call was going to be focused on, we were going to be talking about strengths, was actually the original topic, before I decided to turn it into an open coaching forum. So kind of funny on that. I guess the universe knew what we'd be talking about. Our next Momentum Mastery call is May 17th at 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll be talking about the path of simplicity, which is comes from lesson number 12 and the power of inner choice. Really, there are multiple paths to peace, and that is where we're going to focus. And then starting in June, we've got some exciting stuff, because we're going to be introducing the 12 facets of inner peace and diving deep in that. So as always, lots of love to each and every one of you. Grateful to play with you on these calls, and I look forward to talking to you here on May 17th, Momentum Mastery Monthly. Bye for now.
Thanks so much, Mary. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.